Look, man, everybody been asking for it. Classic Dead End Hip Hop Review.
Hey, look, we're doing classic reviews now, thanks to you, but if you want to nominate, be responsible for nominating who we review and what we review, head over to the reward section. That being said, let's go.
Dead End Hip Hop, classic album review for all of the Patreons. Did I say it right?
Patrons. No, patrons.
Fuck!
Patrons!
Man, I see the E in my head, man. Patrons. It fucks me up, man. Patrons.
Yeah, if you want some say-so in the choices that people can vote on, then, you know, become a patron at the classic level. And, you know, every once a month we put up a post, and then you can just drop your submission in there, and then we'll put it up in the poll.
But yeah, man, Enter the Woo, 36 Chambers. This album, again, this was one I got too late. Back when I was in Miami, this was one of the groups that one of my homies was trying to put me on. But once I discovered Biggie, everything else was kind of like, okay, yeah, like I'm just messing with this.
I guess we need to say that we have a special guest on the show.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't shit, bro.
Is he throw your hand up?
Yo, like, no, I'm
not. No, I heard bees and everything. Like,
my bad, let me introduce Adon. He's been on the show multiple times before. We put a lot of his footage up in terms of him performing. He was on the joint mixtape. So word. Without no further ado, man, you know, Adon.
Hey, what up, good people? It's good to be here. Really happy to discuss an amazing classic album. And yeah. So thank y'all for having me.
Okay.
Got to it late.
Yeah, I got to this one late, man. I got to this one late. Like I said, man, like my border of when I really started like digging in was like hip hop that came 96. And then everything that came before that is kind of like I had to jump back. So I kind of listened to this like around the time I was getting put on the Biggie and stuff, but I was just so gone with that. You know, like cause Outkast I put to, you know, to the side, and there was a lot of dope artists I put to the side. And then I remember when I started working with y'all, and y'all was telling me albums I needed to go back to. That's when I really dug into this, and I was like, holy fuck, I was fucking up.
So like 10 years ago? Was yeah. Your first time listening to Woo?
Well, no, not my first time. Not my first time, but the first time that I really, like, I got immersed in it. Because I was introduced to this way back when, like in high school.
He just wasn't fucking
I with just it. Wasn't like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But then
nah, Woo wasn't a South thing. Were you in the South by then?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, Woo was man, not in nah. The, well, it was some cats in my neighborhood that listened to it, but we was all like, man, what, why y'all listening
yeah,
to
it? Yeah, I listened like, to it in the South.
But yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It didn't bump. It didn't bump. South, it was just man. Like they rapping too much. Like I was like,
enough of this rap.
Right.
Remember I was talking about the white filter?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why I got Woo. Mm. It went through that white filter. Interesting.
What you mean?
Remember I was saying that like it's just now connecting when I said that earlier that the rap music that I was introduced to in high school and in middle school, it basically went through a white filter.
Okay.
Dre, you know, and now I'm thinking Woo, like I got Woo pretty much immediately.
Mm.
And I'm thinking it was because
that white people essentially like signed off on stuff.
Yeah.
And that.
And Conyers, yeah.
Those rappers are the ones that got to you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow.
And I never really
so like
thought
Bone,
about it until
now. Bone Thugs and Harmony, because white folks yes. love Bone.
Yeah, Bone.
From Ohio.
Really
so
popular.
Like. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Conyers.
Yeah.
Onyx.
Yep.
That's
all of those wow. crossover groups.
I honestly that didn't know that southern black folks were not fucking with Woo.
No.
Yeah, so. Woo was not big in Florida. And you know, like my homie, he was into a lot of the New York stuff, and that's the reason why like I got into Biggie and you know other people. And eventually, you know, I got into Woo more so individually. You know, but when I went back, you know, when I started working out here with you guys and stuff like that, and I went back, I was like, damn, I was fucking up. You know, I don't know, man. I feel like with some of these albums, I just feel like I bring, it's a little bit lackluster for me because I don't have these memories that you guys had. Oh my God, I remember when this shit came out, it changed the game. And for me, it's like, I can listen to this stuff and be like, oh my God, this is amazing. But I don't know the culture. I wasn't part of that cultural impact that it had at the time. So it's kind of like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, yeah, man, like I remember, you know, 7 years ago, 8 years ago when I, you know, was, I actually got into this shit, and it was kind of like, okay, cool, like, next. And I don't want it ever to come off like as being disrespectful, like I don't fuck with these guys, or I don't understand that these are classics.
Yeah.
I do, it's just that I don't get as excited for them because
it's not a life experience.
It's not a life experience. Exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of like, I recognize it for what it is. I give it all of the praise and respect, but then it's kind of like, okay, next album, you know.
Jeez. Like, you don't just get overwhelmingly hyped when this comes on?
Not overwhelmingly, but there are tracks out here that you know, fucking Bring the Ruckus, obviously, right when it comes in, Method Man is, you know, like, of course, Cream. Of course.
Yeah. Don't throw shame on a nigga, man, the way he was rapping on that shit, my God. Yeah, ODB,
I did not understand ODB growing up.
My favorite. Because he was the weirdo of the group.
I know, I just did not.
He was my favorite one.
He was my second favorite. Method Man was my favorite.
At that time.
At that time.
A fan favorite.
But so, like, in Mississippi, y'all were really bumping Wu?
I was. I don't even know how this shit even got to me, to be honest. Like, you know, back then we subscribed to magazines and shit like that. Maybe I just started in a magazine or whatever. But I know I would just play this shit because it was so fucking dope. I didn't know what the fuck they were saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just playing it because the shit was dope. Then Can It All Be So Simple had that sample, which I thought was dope. Mm-hmm. Cream Get the Money was the fucking shit.
Cream is what pulled me in. Like, even though we weren't listening to it in Florida, when I saw the Cream video, I was like, This shit dope. Yeah. Like, I was saying to somebody, whispering to myself, like, wait a minute, I like this. I won't play it around my friends, but I like this, though.
It had a knock to it, because I had a system at that time, so it had a knock to it, but it was just so different than what a lot of other people were playing. Right.
It was a different knock.
Yeah, and it was so different than what other people were listening to, so there was that factor.
Right. You had it.